It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Mr. Shovel here over in the performance studio. Joining me in the studio, Zella Day. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really been looking forward to it. I've seen a couple of your performances this year, most recently in Philadelphia at the Non-Com convention.
Oh, yes.
That was really fantastic.
That was high stress.
Was it?
I've never, like, performing. I've never had somebody be like, no dead air time.
Oh,
man, what does that mean? Like, oh no.
No tuning your guitar.
You exactly.
That was out live
rolling.
To radio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you managed to pull it off. You didn't swear. You didn't break any strings.
Today, though. That's funny. You're going to totally bring it up. First thing, I've snapped a couple of strings and I don't have any extra strings. Yes, I should have extra strings.
That's okay. You're rocking with the electric now.
Yes.
So that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's going to be good.
It's great. It's just, I kind of like curveballs sometimes because. You know, you have to adapt quickly. Either sink or swim, so.
You know, for our audience, Zella, 20 years old?
Yeah, I'm 20.
And now with a full-length album that's coming out on Tuesday, Kicker.
Yeah, June 2nd on Tuesday.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You've been able to accomplish this already.
I'm very proud. I'm really proud. I think, I've got a long career ahead of me. Not to say that I'm expecting, you know, any world tours. I mean, that would be nice, but I just mean a long career because I'm always going to be playing music. So this is the start of something.
For sure. And we had you on our South by Southwest Radio Day stage back in March. It's really clear to us here at KCSN. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have world-class talent.
Thanks.
The songs that you write. Amazing that I don't know where these songs come from. First of all,
I don't either. I don't think anybody knows where songs come from. I really do. I think of songs as kind of these, they're really spiritual for me. I know, mm-hmm. as funny as that sounds, I mean, it's like, they are like these metaphysical beings that, you're either sensitive to them and you can tune in to that space and be open to it. Because I, a lot of the times feel like, the song was already written before it found me, so.
Well, I've been seeing that a lot in the artists that I admire. They seem to be channeling something.
It is like a channel,
and when you're singing the song that you're about to play, mm-hmm. and I've seen you sing it a few times, I get, you know, goosebumps, the hair mm-hmm. stand on end. It's really a beautiful song. It's so heartfelt. I don't know where it's coming from. It's a name. Mm-hmm. Is it a person's name or is it a name of a product?
It's a name of a product.
Okay, all right. So that's what I thought. All right. I get it now.
But it is. It's good. That's what I like. I like the kind of like, are you being as clever as I think you are? And I'm like, yes, I am. I am.
We'll let people
surprise.
Figure that out. Well, why don't we go ahead and hear that? Okay. Tell me what the inspiration for the song was.
You know what? That song, I mean, the song I'm about to play, it's kind of hard to talk about because it really is, I think, during my set when I play it live, it's always emotional. It always is the one that really makes, I don't know, I'm silenced by the song, I think, because it was written during a really dark time in my life when I was having to fight for myself for the first time against somebody else whom I really loved. And so I think I just was sort of, I was brought to a place of realizing that you can't change people. So that was hard for me because I was in love with somebody who I couldn't help and I wanted to so badly. And man, I ran myself rugged trying to. And this song just kind of encapsulates that feeling. So
this is Zella Day with Jameson mm-hmm. here on 88.5 KCSN.
Oh, words are meant to be taught. Love's not meant to be lost. You said that if I'm happy, you're cured. But I am not. I know you have a delicate fate. You're a quiet man, but in the worst way. I'm not a follower, and I won't follow you down. Jameson, you've had your fun. Stop holding him. I wanna be the one. I promise you, I'll treat him right. Don't wanna fight. You don't need him like I do. I waited in the street outside. Sat in my car till my tears dried. I'm justifying people with pain tonight. I watch your fingers pointing the blame. It's the darkest of gray when you explain. I'm not a follower and I follow you down. Oh, Jameson, you've had your fun. Stop holding him. I wanna be the one. I promise you, I'll treat him right. Don't wanna fight. You don't need him like I do. Place you want me, but treat me like you don't. Oh, Jameson, you've had your fun. Stop holding him. I wanna be the one. I promise you, I'll treat him right. Don't wanna fight. You don't need him like I do.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Zella Day here with Jameson from the new album Kicker. Really beautiful. Thank you so much for performing that.
Thank you.
You have this knack. The album is coming out next week, and it's the first time that some of the songs have been out there and available. You have this knack for finding melodies, these huge, huge hooks.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
That's very obvious in the songs.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Not just in terms of the lyrically, but mm-hmm. you know, do you decide I'm going to write a huge sweeping hook, or does it just happen?
You know what? I think there's two different ways that I write. One of them being just completely inspired, which is a very exposed, raw, like Jameson, for example, was just written. That song just was the way it was. No intention of like, you know, I'm going to play this on a big stage and this and that. And this is what I hear for the chorus. There was no like production involved in the approach when I was writing it with my guitar. But for songs like Sweet Ophelia and songs like East of Eden, those songs I wrote with the intention of playing big venues.
Yes.
Because I want that. I really mm-hmm. do want that. So I'm setting myself up to do that. When I play big venues, it's very clear that my songs fit there. And I'm kind of in this phase right now where I am playing smaller clubs, sometimes where, you know, there's not subs and like they can't really handle the kind of like bass or the kind of, you know what I mean, hard hitting yeah. choruses that I bring. So I'm kind of in a funny place right now where it's like I want to be playing these big venues. I'm close, mm-hmm. but I'm also having to kind of like, you know, do like pay my dues.
Sure, this will happen. That's why we're you know grateful to have you come in here at this mm-hmm. stage in your career, because there's no doubt in my mind that that's going to happen for you the way you see it.
Thank you.
For sure. And as people are listening, if you haven't heard the record, you know, this is obviously a very stripped down version of the record. The record is much higher energy. And so when you go to see the show, that's what you're going to see. The show is at the Troubadour on Wednesday, the 3rd, but
yeah.
that's already
sold out.
Sold out. So mm-hmm. congratulations.
I'm Thank
sure.
you.
When you come back, it won't be the Troubadour.
Yeah.
Be the larger venue.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm also going to be doing some stuff. Like I'm playing a show in San Diego at the Casbah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's kind of like a tentative plan right now for me to do maybe an in-store record signing.
Okay.
So maybe somewhere like where close to where I live, like Origami or something.
Yeah.
That sort.
Well, you live on the east side.
I live on the east side. I live in Silver Lake.
Yeah. Another buddy of the radio station here, Garrett Bournes. Am I right about this? Is this person
yeah.
from me?
I mean, that's my roommate.
It's your roommate,
we're
right?
We're buddies. We know each other, kind of.
Yeah. So now you're roommates and stuff, but you're musical partners as well. I'm guessing that
you know what? We have a really interesting friendship that exists outside of music. I think that's why we are such good friends is because we figured out a way to sort of like separate our personal lives and like our professional lives because we definitely, it's funny, like our trajectories are very similar right now. Like we are definitely like going at the same pace, playing the same festivals and shows, and
both young, talented songwriters, yeah. great singers.
So I think that there is like it's not a competitive thing, but I think that if we were to talk about it too much, it might get that way because sure. then you start comparing yourself to one another, and I think that would be unhealthy. But we've definitely written songs together. Some of which I think are really amazing, and I plan on releasing with him in the future. I think we do want to do our own things right now and release our records because we've been working on that for so long that we deserve that as individuals. But I think we're going to come together and make music. We already have, but that's you know, in the making.
Yeah, well,
it's coming.
Look forward to hearing that. Give my best to Garrett.
I will.
And so what would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called High.
Great. It's Zella Day. It's 88.5 KCSM.
We are high, I'm in love. We are high, small town American life. We are fine, feeling grown up. And I'm in love, and I'm crashing in your arms. Blue light in the sky tonight. Okay.
88.5 KCSN. This is Mr. Shovel in the studio with Zella Day. A beautiful version of the song "Hi."
Thank you. It sounds better with two guitars, I swear.
Well, it's our treat to have you here in the studio with the electric guitar. That small town American life is kind of where you're coming from, right?
Totally. I mean, I think that song, it's funny. Those are probably the most simple lyrics I've ever written. But there's a lot going on between the lines. Like, it definitely represents more than just getting high to me, sure. Which I think people are like, oh, cool, this is a party song, which is fine. You can party to the song all you want. But there is a deeper meaning to that one. It kind of is similar to, like, Jameson. I mean, I think there's, like, a common thread with substance abuse going on there. So but
is this reference your small town?
Yes.
So I'm picking up something in this that I never really got before was the, see, I look at the town you're from in Arizona as very idyllic and wow, what a great place to be, but there must be another side of the coin there.
I think in any small town, when there's 7,000 people and no college and you have these high school kids that are bored, there's some pretty rough around the edges moments and people that, you know, I grew up with. I think all small towns have that kind of dark side because you get sucked into it. And sure. Some people never leave.
What do you do for fun? What do you do to escape?
Ruin your life. Why not? Right. Just like, why not? We're bored. We have nothing else to do but ruin our lives. So.
But this beautiful town that you're from also is part of who you are today.
Yeah, this record talks a lot about where I'm from. I think I needed to get out of Pine Top to write this record because it's very reflective and I really do love where I grew up. I think while I was there, I was very much so excited to get out and go to LA and chase my dreams and, you know, all that classic, you know, sure, age-old story of small town, big city, that kind of thing that I was really looking forward to. And it took me moving here to really be grateful and appreciative of the place that I come from because I would not be the same person, nor would I have the same experiences to write from. And I mean, it is a beautiful town. It's epically beautiful in the mountains. Yeah, like Mammoth.
I wasn't going to mention the name because I'm going to retire there. I think it's
why
beautiful.
Not?
It's why in Arizona, not? But it's on an elevated area, yes, where there's pine trees.
12,000 feet elevation.
Wow, is it a volcano?
So yeah, there are a lot of volcanoes. Actually, Geronimo. You know who that is? Apache Geronimo. Yeah. So he ran away and was pretty much traveling underneath the volcanoes and these volcanic tubes to get away from the white man.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So I come from a place of a lot of, like, culture, and actually this record Kicker is named after or in honor of one of the Apaches that was working on my dad's ranch, and he was taking care of the 40 horse operation. And we kind of were living on this ranch. It was sort of like The Shining, honestly. It was like me, my mom, my sister, and my dad living in a small, tiny cabin on 200 acres of land. And we were starting this guest ranch. And so we had people working there during the daytime, but at night, I mean, it was just us. So Kicker was in charge of all the horses at the barn. And when I was like 6 years old, I would walk down there every day and I would sit on a bale of hay and I'd look at him and I'd beg him to tell me stories. And he did. So I was kind of enriched by all of this culture at a young age. And I named this record after that person just because he was definitely somebody that kind of ignited a creative flame for me.
That's amazing.
And I remember, like, really having vivid dreams and, like, sort of thinking beyond myself in a dream realm. So
there's so much sort of cultural storytelling and wisdom to be had from the Native American culture.
Oh, yeah. I grew up right there, so I'm pretty lucky.
Did you ever attend, like, sort of dances and things?
Yeah, there was, like, I mean, the Crown Dancers, that's a very popular thing. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They have, like, the really crazy, like, almost looks like they use, like, a white picket fence and, like, tear it apart and then make these amazing headdresses out of them.
That's the Apache? I hadn't seen that, no.
So there's that, and then there's also, like, I've been to a couple of sun dances where, you know, it's like when a girl becomes a woman, and what they do is they like bathe her in mud during the evening, and she dances until the sunrise. So it kind of like seals in the womanhood.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's I've seen some cool stuff.
Have you ever gone to the Hopi Reservation?
I'm sure I have. Yes. I mean, Arizona is like there's a lot of like Native American, like the Navajos and the Apache. Mm-hmm. The Apaches were actually like they were like Neanderthal, like really intense kind of like they were kind of stealing from the other tribes.
Right.
They weren't very domestic. Yes. And like they're aggressive. They were like killing everybody. Mm-hmm. Not funny, but it's just true. It's true. But yeah, it was a great place to grow up.
And as you've come to the song that sort of brought you some prominence on the internet when you sort of put it out there virally, you have a song that you're going to do as because you broke a couple of strings on your acoustic and your guitar player.
My guitar player is, yes.
Lent you his electric
room.
Guitar.
Yeah, he like looked at me like, okay, well, I don't play that too hard. It's not an acoustic.
And so that brings us to your choice to do this following song.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like playing the song because it marks the beginning. That's mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, I didn't know what Hype Machine was before I played Seven Nation Army. But I also, it was like a few years ago. So I was like, 16 and like freshly moved to LA. So I was so new to like the blogosphere and all that stuff. Like I was so isolated. And Seven Nation Army kind of like infiltrated.
You put it out there and you didn't expect what happened?
Oh yeah. Well, cause it wasn't planned. Like the recorded version that you hear, it's second pass. It's like so like off the cuff. It just is what it is. And we released it. And I think it just has a kind of magic that people really were, you know, attracted to. So,
well, it's a treat that you're going to perform it here for us. Thanks. Now. And Zella Day, thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The album is Kicker,
mm-hmm.
and now we know who it's named after, and that's really beautiful.
Yeah, now you know.
Comes out next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Of course, the show is at the Troubadour Thursday, if you're lucky enough to have tickets. Mm-hmm. If not,
sneak in there. I'll let you in the back.
Okay.
Okay. <All right. laughs>
It's Zella Day. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Go back home.
Stella Day, thanks again for coming. It's 88.5 KCSN.